Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive into the markets. Today, we're breaking down JPMorgan Chase, the giant of the banking world, and seeing what its latest results and valuation really tell us about the road ahead. JPMorgan just posted another record quarter that sent the stock to fresh all-time highs above $350. With the broader financial sector rallying on resilient consumer spending and strong markets activity, the question on everyone's mind is whether this momentum can keep building or if we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's start with the big picture. JPMorgan Chase operates as one of the world's largest diversified financial services firms, headquartered in New York, with roots going back to 1799. Under CEO Jamie Dimon, it runs four major segments: consumer and community banking, the commercial and investment bank, asset and wealth management, and a corporate segment. The firm manages roughly $5 trillion in assets, serves millions of customers across North America, Europe, the Middle East, Africa, Asia Pacific, and Latin America, and employs over 318,000 people. Its business model blends traditional banking with investment banking, asset management, and payment processing, giving it multiple ways to generate revenue through interest income, fees, and trading. Revenue segmentation shows exactly how diversified that engine really is. In the most recent full year, consumer and community banking contributed about $76 billion, the commercial and investment bank added roughly $78 billion, asset and wealth management brought in $24 billion, and smaller corporate items rounded things out. Geographically, North America still dominates at roughly $140 billion, while EMEA, Asia Pacific, and Latin America together at another $43 billion. That mix gives JPMorgan real resilience when one region or product line faces pressure. Earnings performance has been impressive. Over the past few years, net income has climbed steadily from around $37 billion in 2022 to $57 billion in the latest fiscal year, with EPS rising from $12.10 to $20.09. The most recent quarter crushed estimates again, driven by higher net interest income, strong markets revenue, and continued loan growth. Management raised its full-year net interest income outlook, signaling confidence that the consumer remains healthy and capital markets activity should stay supportive. On the earnings call, leadership highlighted the resilience of the consumer base, noted broad momentum across businesses, and pointed to a higher net interest income trajectory for the rest of the year. They also touched on credit trends staying benign, the strength in investment banking pipelines, and ongoing investments in technology and talent. While the usual cautions about regulatory and geopolitical risks were mentioned, the overall tone came across as constructive and forward-looking. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flow statements, total assets now sit near $4.4 trillion, with stockholders' equity around $362 billion. Return on equity has been running in the mid-teens, and the firm continues to return capital through dividends and buybacks while maintaining strong liquidity and capital ratios. Operating cash flow has been volatile quarter to quarter, which is typical for a bank given the swings in deposits and loan activity, but the overall trend supports ongoing profitability and shareholder returns. For the valuation setup, we used a price-to-book model as the primary approach because it fits the financial sector profile best, with forward PE serving as a supporting lens. Model confidence sits in the medium to high range given the clean book value path and industry alignment. The current share price is hovering around $340, while the model-derived fair value lands in the neighborhood of $320. That puts the stock trading modestly above our rough fair value zone. What drives this valuation are the assumptions around a normalized price-to-book multiple near 2x, a forward PE target in the low to mid-20s that reflects mature growth, and adjustments for the firm's return on equity profile and buyback pace. Changing any of those inputs can move the fair value estimate quite a bit. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. Because this is a bank, it's worth noting that a pure discounted cash flow approach isn't the ideal tool here. Banks generate value through managing deposits, loans, and net interest margins rather than traditional free cash flows. So we leaned on the price-to-book framework instead while still running a supporting DCF for context. The blended intrinsic value picture comes in around $320 versus the current price near $340. Key drivers include the sustainable return on equity near 16%, the pace of share repurchases, and the normalized multiples applied to both book value and forward earnings. On the strength side, diversified revenue streams across products and geographies provide real resilience. Strong capital generation, consistent dividend growth, and a fortress balance sheet stand out as well. Weaknesses include sensitivity to interest rate cycles and regulatory scrutiny that can cap growth or add compliance costs. Opportunities lie in expanding corporate banking in EMEA, growing wealth management, and financing critical U.S. industries. Threats range from potential credit deterioration in a slowdown to competition from fintechs and regional banks, plus ongoing geopolitical and regulatory risks. Recent performance has been strong. Over the past year, the stock is up more than 20%, with solid gains across the 3-month and 6-month windows as well. It has outperformed the broader sector on a 5-year basis too, reflecting consistent execution and market share gains. My take is that JP Morgan remains a high-quality compounder worth owning for the long haul, even if the valuation looks a touch rich today. The earnings power, capital return machine, and management track record give it a durable edge. I'd be comfortable adding on any pullback toward the low 300s, but at current levels, I'd size positions carefully and keep some dry powder for better entry points. All in all, JP Morgan's latest results reinforce its position as the gold standard in banking, and the setup still looks constructive for patient investors. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and we'll see you in the next one.